Hey guys, so before the episode starts, I just wanted to share that Fig One has been really kind and offered our listeners a discount code. So if you love their brand or if you...
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. Your business needs more than an 800 number. With Vonage Voice API, you can provide the call experience your customers expect and get the data your team needs. From call analytics and virtual assistants to automatic speech recognition and text-to-speech in multiple languages, your customer service team can help more people in more places. And with in-app voice, your customers can easily contact you the moment they have a question. Take your calls to the next level with Vonage Voice API. Learn more at Vonage.com.
You end up loving the brand after this episode, which I am sure you will. You can go to fig1.co and enter the code anarchy10 at checkout. That's all one word, anarchy10. And again, the website is fig1.co. Thanks guys, and stay tuned.
Hi guys, welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. I am so excited because we are hosting a brand today that is definitely rooted in science, from the packaging to the concept to the formula, and I'm thrilled. You know I love brands like this. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the founder of Figure One Skincare, Kimmy Scotty. Welcome to the show, Kimmy. I'm so excited to host you.
Hi Ekta, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, it's such an honor to host you. I love the brand. I love that it's called Figure One. It reminds me of all the research and journal articles I used to write. I'm thrilled to be hosting you guys. It's a beautiful, beautiful brand.
Thank you so much for saying so.
I want to get started by talking about you and, you know, how this all came together. Like, where did the concept start? You know, just walk us down memory lane and how did it begin?
Absolutely. So... In my real life, I am an investor at a venture fund called 8VC. And I got very interested in the business of skincare after being a longtime skincare enthusiast myself. And I started looking for an investment to make in a science-backed, clinically proven skincare brand that I could, you know, really believe in the technology. And when I started looking for an investment, I saw 104 companies over the course of about a year. So everything from, you know, a new molecule in a lab that was, you know, sort of to promise the end of visible aging and, you know, clean beauty and everything in between. And I could not reasonably write a check into any of the brands that I saw, because none of them had that clinical backing that I was interested in. And if they were, you know, science driven, which some of them were, obviously there's other science driven brands in the market, they were very, very expensive products. And my general belief is that everyone deserves these products and that they didn't necessarily have to be quite so expensive to be high quality. And we set out to create the most scientifically backed product on the market at the price point that we are, which is right now $14 to $40.
Wow. Yeah, no, honestly, one of the biggest reasons I think that with Skincare Anarchy, I started this is to really give people, you know, an idea of like what works and why you don't need to spend a fortune, you know, and how to find brands like yours. I mean, this is a really big topic that you've hit on here, which is this idea of, you know, consumers have been getting ripped off for I don't even know how long. You know, it's kind of crazy when I think about it, especially like, you know, obviously from the side of business, but then even the science side of it, right? It's like holy crap, like what is really $900 products, you know? What's there to offer that we can't do, you know, from other brands if they're equally as nice. But yeah, that makes sense, everything you said.
I felt exactly the same. I am very lucky. I can go into my dermatology, you know, office and I can do my Botox and spend my money and buy the products that my dermatologist, who's also an advisor to the brand, Dr. Panta Schaefer, who's a dear friend and advisor of ours. And I can buy the things she recommends me. They're very expensive. But as I look across the country, not everyone can afford to spend hundreds of dollars per skincare product. And when you start drilling down, and when I started drilling down into the actual costs of these products, it seemed to me that these brands were, you know, very greedy about their margins and didn't necessarily need to be charging quite so much. And so, you know, I was very interested in, you know, bringing down those costs and making anti-aging products, but in general, active skincare products more accessible from a price point perspective. And then at the same time, more sustainable as well. And so all of our products are refillable. And so the inner cartridge is recyclable, and they're made with some percentage of post-consumer recycled plastic as well. Some products are 100%, some products have a different balance, but there's some PCR plastic in everything.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't wait to talk to you about the refillable aspect of the brand, because I was playing with it, you know, I was playing around, and I just love the way the packaging is. Like, I'm a huge fan of how you did this. I mean, it's really, really like good, high quality packaging. First of all, I just want to say, like, it's so like nice. As soon as you open it, you see the quality of the packaging, but then the refillable component is so easy to understand as a consumer. I mean, it's like, you know, I see some brands that are trying to do this refill concept, but I'm like, I don't even think someone understands like how to open the initial product that you're, you know, selling. So I can't imagine, you know, refilling it. Yeah. Yours is great. No, it's really great. And I love it. And I think that that's absolutely wonderful. You know, I wanted to ask you though, Kimmy, because I'm a huge science geek, you know, we all know this at this point. And I think my first impression when I saw the products, and even before I, you know, I dove into actually trying the formulas and everything, was just the amount of information you guys have just on the packaging. I mean, it's amazing to me as a scientist that you put that on there. Like, I wanted to really, you know, just say thank you to you on air for that, because I was looking at, for example, the Micellar, you know, product. The, you know,
we show talk you about how my cells look and how they work. And that's, you know, that's something I'm so glad you said so, because it's something we really believe in. One of the tenets of how Courtney, so I should mention my co-founders, who I love and adore, and our amazing team. Dr. Courtney Rubin, who's our chief medical officer and is an amazing dermatologist, and Lizzie Trelstad, who's our head of chemistry and our co-founder as well. And you can, I really feel like, know that there are science founders in the brand when you interact with the brand. And we don't sacrifice beauty for science. I feel like a lot of things that are clinical tend to have this like really stark white kind of feel. And things that are, you know, more beauty oriented, you know, less scientifically backed, tend to be really beautifully designed. And we were like, why does it have to be one or the other? Why can't we make a really beautiful product that's really science driven? And that's what we set out to do. And one of the tenets of what we do is we treat the consumer as smart as we believe that they are. And talk to them with that level of respect. And so why not include the science on the packaging? Why not talk about how my cells work and why it's taking off, you know, your makeup and SPF and everything else at the end of the day? And that's something we, you know, we felt really strongly about, that we wanted to include. And it's gotten a great reception, honestly, the, you know, different scientific elements of the packaging.
No, absolutely. And I can definitely see that as soon as I told you, you know, when I even, before I even saw the packaging, I mean, the name to me, even, you know, the science community, 100% can relate to these products. You know, I saw Figure One, and then I saw the amazing, you know, like, for example, the amazing things that we talked about just now on the packaging. And I'm looking at the ceramide moisturizer right now. And the way you've described, you know, just ceramides in one drawing, you know, it's putting a beautiful layer on the top of your skin barrier. And it's, you know, it's protecting that from losing water. I mean, it's just such a beautiful, beautiful concept. And the fact that you gave the consumer that, you know, that benefit of the doubt and didn't assume that we're all stupid and, you know what I mean? Yes. Don't know what we're talking about.
I just am really tired, honestly, as a beauty consumer. I'm really tired of the way that brands speak to me. It's like, is your skin dull? You know, that's the tone. And I'm like, no, my skin's not dull. You know, it feels like they're, you know, they're speaking down to, to consumers. And that's not something we will allow in our brand. We don't talk about, does your skin feel dull? You know, we don't talk about things being, you know, being imperfect that way. And so, you know, we always say we bring the science, you bring the magic. And we really feel like that. We, you know, we're here to go as deep as you want on the science. And we'll, you know, we will tell you very transparently all about our products and how they work and why we chose which ingredient for which product. And there's, that's the other thing. There's no extras. There's nothing in our products that don't belong in there. A lot of companies do dusting to, you know, to talk, to be able to talk about ingredients. Dusting is when you put just a little bit of an ingredient into a product, just so you can say it's in there and put it on the ingredient list. You'll never see that in our product. The another tenet of our brand is that we always use a clinically meaningful amount of highlight ingredients, of ingredients that we think are important to create the change in your skin that you desire. We always use a clinically meaningful amount. And so you'll never see us dusting.
Now, how do you determine that, Kimi? That's a very, very good point that you brought up. And I can definitely second you on that, because I've tried products extensively. And I, you know, the, for example, I was just talking about the Cerevide moisturizer, right? Well, one of the tricks I've got up my sleeve when it comes to testing moisturizers is, if you make a good moisturizer, I can tell the next morning. Mm-hmm. My skin bump. And did not lose water overnight. My skin did, you know what I mean? You can see it in my pores. You can see it overall in the consistency. And that's exactly what I experienced the first day I tried this moisturizer. So I know that you're telling us that, you know, you guys don't do any fluff, because it's there in the formula. There's no fluff. I mean, you, people talk about, you know, instant gratification, but anyways, back to my point about what I was originally going to ask you was that, how do you, like, what is that, you know, figuring out how much of an ingredient is the right amount, or, you know, the optimal amount? What is that process like?
So this is really driven by Dr. Courtney Rubin and Lizzie. So there are studies on all of the ingredients that we're using already. We're not, we haven't created any new molecules, right? So there's studies on all of this stuff. Driven by the peer review studies, we start formulating products that we think are, you know, interesting for our user base. Then we, once we have something that we're interested in the skin feel and have been testing ourselves and think that we're seeing, you know, what we want to see in terms of performance from these products, we go into clinical testing. So by the time we're producing something, it's already been tested for, in most cases, 3 months on skin. And our testing protocols are designed with very, you know, top folks from the space. So the woman who designs all of our testing protocols has done the same job for Johnson & Johnson and is very experienced. And so we're really serious about the clinical trial element of our brand.
I love that. I really love that you said, like, it's been tried on skin.
On skin. Now,
yeah, because that's one of the topics actually came up in my recent interview with Dr. Sherrod, and we were talking about the difference between just testing on a bunch of cells in a plate and skin. There's totally. Huge, you know what I mean? There's a huge difference. And that's something that I think in this industry, no one is really buzzing about a lot, because, and I don't know why, as a scientist, I think about that and I'm like, wait, you need to tell me if you tested this in a Petri dish or on a real skin, because 100%. There's a there, you know, like there's a huge, so yeah, that first of all, amazing job there, you know, Russ, really great. And I also, I want to say, really great job hiring the best to do this, because this is, I think, something most companies skimp on, is that, you know, you can't do it all, right, Kimi? Like, you know, we can't, as even as founders, scientists, like if I went out right now and made a line, I would not sit there and pretend like I know marketing, you know what I mean?
100%. 100%.
So want to bring on people on my team that know what they're doing. So the fact that you went and found somebody who's done it for Johnson & Johnson, who knows their stuff, that's awesome to me. I love hearing that, you know, from a founder, because that makes me feel better as a consumer. That what I'm
who's the best, who's the world expert at this? You know, who's been doing, you know, who's been doing this, and what can we learn from, you know, what can we learn from them? And what can we learn we want to do differently as well, right? So the way, you know, incumbent product creators have been doing things is not necessarily always the way you want to do something. And what I think is interesting about how we learn from them is we say, okay, you're testing protocols for other companies, you know, not to be named, include you testing on all white skin. Let's test on melanated skin and all different skin types and different ages. And so you'll see, whenever we're showing like a before and after, you'll see there's a lot of different types of skin in those befores and afters.
Yeah, no, I think that's a huge, I mean, don't even get me started on that, you know, because I'm very passionate about that exact point that you brought up. Because, you know, when I first founded the podcast, before I even really got onto the podcast, I was working on the side project called Brown Skin Health. And one of my topics that I was always writing like mini reviews about was this idea that, okay, yeah, there might not be a lot of studies out there right now about melanated skin versus not, you know, not so melanated, right? Melanin rich, but like there's definitely a difference in the overall composition of the different layers, you know, of the skin types. So mm-hmm. you can't ignore that, you know, brands can't ignore that. We can't just overlook it and pretend like it doesn't exist. There, it's a huge thing. You know, even you won't believe, you know, Kimmy, even when I was interviewing Danessa Merricks the other day, she was talking about this even with makeup. And I was like, absolutely. Like, you know, women of color have like different problems. We have things like hyperpigmentation or like, you know, larger pore sizes. Like you can't ignore that, especially when it comes to clinical trials. You know, you gotta, yeah. Now I want to ask you like really about the range, because I think it's a very well-balanced range of products you've got here. I mean, you've got really something for every major skin concern that I can really think of when you consider like what over-the-counter products should be targeting. And so I would love to get your, just your vision really, before you even made any of the products or decided on what you guys would come out with. What was the vision? What did you guys want to create in terms of the whole line?
So we really wanted to create a line where you can mix and match products to create a full regimen. And I mean, not just in the products that we have out today, but also in what's coming. And so we said yesterday on Instagram that we have 7 more anti-aging products, or as we describe them, healthy aging products, launching before the end of the year, including 1 new next week. And then we have 3 new categories launching between now and next and the end of next year. And so you're going to see about 36 new products from us in total before the end of next year, which will bring us to right now 45 new products or 45 total products. And so within that range, you can really create a customized regimen that's exactly right for you based on your, as we call them, skin moods. We don't think about them as skin types and need for that, you know, that moment in time. And so that was really the point. And the number one, you know, thing about our line and another tenet of our brand is we do not bring something to market unless we think that we can create something better for the consumer. So you won't just see us, you know, creating a product that is the same as something else in the market. That's maybe a luxury product. And we actually had been creating our hyaluronic acid. We had been, you know, testing out samples, and we thought, you know what, this is exactly like this other $300 hyaluronic acid when we came up with the formula we thought we'd launch with. And then we were all sitting around the table at our PD meeting, our product development meeting. And we said, you know what, even though this is exactly like this $300 product, it's actually not very good. It's not the best. It's just also the same. And we think it's kind of sticky, even in the $300 format. And so we decided we'll scrap the product and we'll start again. And when we come to market with our hyaluronic acid, I promise you're going to be so excited. It's going to be under $30 and it is much more, much higher performance under makeup, which is, I think, the number one problem with most hyaluronic acids.
Absolutely. I can't wait, by the way. That's going to be so fun to see all the new products you guys are coming out with, because I really, really love the line. Like, I'm not even just saying that. I know, like, you know, I host a lot of skincare brands on here, but your line, I don't know. It just strikes something in me, you know, not only like what we're talking about with the packaging and the information, but it's also like just the quality of, you know, the feel of it. Like, I am a huge believer that, you know, you should never skimp on things that make you feel like you're using good products, you know? And so I've been a supporter of like luxury brands for a long time. Not gonna lie, you know, there were a lot of products I bought that I knew were overpriced, you know what I mean, for what I was buying and like what it was. But I never wanted to ever compromise on how it made me feel, because I'm not gonna lie, you know, part of skincare is self-care, right? And we all know this, and it's something that I really look forward to at the end of my day. And so, you know, I've fallen prey to that, where it's the $300 hyaluronic acid or $300 moisturizer. And yeah, it hurt, you know, but at the end of the day, I always wanted that really cool feel. But, you know, I love everything you've done. Like, you guys have not compromised on any component. And that's what I find to be so mind blowing about this line, is like, it's, you know, it's science heavy, it's consumer friendly. It's, even if you don't like science, you love the colors, you love the look and feel of it. You know, it's just something for everyone, is what I'm trying to say, you know, and that's very,
I really appreciate you saying that. Thank you so much. Because that's really how we feel. We feel like there's no reason, because of the price point, that we should compromise on anything. We should be able to make a highly effective product that has a beautiful skin feel without compromising on ingredient, on where the ingredient comes from, honestly, like using a high end ingredient, you know, not just a cheap version of something in the product, and also a luxury packaging feel at an accessible price point. And we felt really strongly about that. And the other thing about the full range that I really think is different than how a lot of brands do this is we do what we call playing nice in the sandbox. We have a free consultation. I'm not sure if you've done it. It's on our website and it's all responded to by our estheticians team. So a professional esthetician gets the answers to all of your questions and they come back to you with a full recommendation on a regimen. Now, when you're in the consultation, we ask the question about which products you use and love. When you tell us what products you use and love, we literally incorporate them into your final routine day and night. The only time you'll hear them to say, you know, say you might discontinue using something or use it less, is if they notice, based on the ingredients in the product that you're currently using and the images you share of your skin, that something is not serving you. It's aggravating your skin. It's making you red. You know, every now and then we'll get a user who says, oh, I'm using this product with salicylic acid and this product with BP twice every day. And then you see a picture of their skin and it's like very stripped and red and sensitive. And they might say, the estheticians might turn around and say, listen, you maybe use each of those once a week or every other day or one or the other, something like that. That's the only time you'll hear them recommending discontinued use. In general, we believe in using the products you have is the most sustainable. And if you're happy with something, we're not going to try and change it out for you with something that we can sell you. Instead, we'll recommend you something we think enhances your existing routine and that plays nice with the products you're already using. And that's really important to us, because in that same way we talked about earlier, when beauty brands talk down to the consumer, really makes me angry. And yeah, as a consumer, I find it really upsetting. I feel the same about when you go into a new store, or when you go to a new esthetician, or when you go online and take a quiz on a website and you tell them all the products you're using, and then they come back and they recommend you six or seven of their own products. They try to sell you on these products working as a system, that you have to be on all of them for them to work together, and the things you've been using are silly and they don't work. I think that's just another version of talking down to the customer and making them feel bad so that they buy new things. And as a consumer, yeah, I hate that. As a businesswoman, I hate that. And so I feel like our version of this is we really listen. We really hear what the products are you use. We consider them in your overall regimen, and you'll never catch us trying to say, oh, you use that vitamin C, that one's bad. You know, use this one instead.
Yeah. See, I'm glad you brought that up because that's the thing, is like this fear mongering kind of environment that has been created in this industry. I really, really despise it. I mean, I can't tell you how many times people reach out to me and they say, well, I'm scared to use this retinol strength, or I'm scared to use this, vitamin C, because so-and-so told me that it's going to be the absolute end of my skin. And I'm like, who the hell told you that, first of all? And second of all, you need to stop talking to that person, because skin is all about adaptation. I mean, the more and more I learn about this organ, the more I realize that on a science level that your skin is constantly adapting and it's constantly changing, and what works, works. And you should always be able to add or take away from your routine depending on your preference. No one should be scaring you into thinking, don't ever do it, or do it all the time. Like, it should be up to the consumer and it should be up to each individual. And we should have that luxury of deciding what's right for us. So I really like that you guys have, you have the resources available, but you're not pushing it down anyone's throat. You know, you're not like, oh, well, you have to do this or you're never going to have, beautiful, radiant skin. I hate that. I hate seeing companies that do that. So, yeah.
And as a consumer, I find it really disheartening and upsetting. And I'm a very educated consumer in this space, right? And I still get, into a conversation at the beauty counter and, and hearing, oh, this is what you're doing, we can brighten your skin with this or that, I think it's really terrible.
Yeah, it's really terrible. I agree with you. Now, one thing I wanted to say, I'm glad you brought up your vitamin C, because I am obsessed with this product. My vitamin C, these days, this is the only vitamin C I use. No joke. Like, I literally have thrown out all of my other ones. And I know a lot of there's a lot of expensive ones out there, okay? There's a lot of them. And I'm not saying they're bad or that they're, whatever. But for me, hey, this one works the best. And I think what you created here is easily a $400 formula. I don't know what you did, but this is a really, really effective product. And I want you to talk to us about this specifically in terms of, like, how long did it take you guys to formulate, the stability of the vitamin C and all of that, because it's a really effective product. Like I said, like, I've been using it since you sent it to me, and my skin has never looked better in that component, like what I expect from a vitamin C serum.
I'm so glad you're asking about vitamin C, because it's honestly, I think our vitamin C is one of the products I'm really most proud of. So honestly, Fig One was born out of my frustration with vitamin C packaging. And so I had been having a conversation with a very large science, driven brand, or apparently science driven brand. And I was sitting with their general manager and I was asking them about their vitamin C. I was saying, how do you encapsulate vitamin C in this product, given that it's being sold in a dropper bottle? And yep, they said, oh, we don't encapsulate the vitamin C. I'm like, well, what are you doing to
your product?
Yes, exactly. What are you doing to protect the vitamin C from light and oxygen if you're not encapsulating it? And they said, we're not doing anything to protect it from light and oxygen. And I'm like, this vitamin C has to be going bad in like 10 days, if that's the case, based on what I know. And this is a 15% vitamin C product. Well, I will tell you, I've done an independent degradation study on that product, and it is $166. And by day 14, it is 2% vitamin C.
Oh, and wow.
Our product is 15% vitamin C on day one, and it's 15% vitamin C on day 14. And even many hundreds of days out, it's still very slowly degrading. Like you get into 14%, et cetera, you know, many, many, many days after you should have already been done using it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
All products degrade a bit in their packaging, but because we use our airless refillable pump system, our airless pump, we think of as part of the ingredient list. So every time we're packaging something new, we're packaging it for the ingredients in the bottle. And we're not just willy-nilly saying, oh, it's a serum, it goes in a dropper bottle, which I feel like is what a lot of brands do. And when I pushed hard on this company, I said, why don't you use an airless pump or any, you know, anything to protect the product? They said, well, we polled consumers and they said they'd pay more for the dropper bottle. And I said, well, did you tell them the product doesn't work when it's in a dropper bottle? And they said, well, no. And I said, well, then you didn't give them all the information, and you have to treat consumers as smart as we know that they are. And so my hope is that consumers wake up and understand the degradation of vitamin C and are able to understand that something in a dropper bottle isn't great for them once they realize that the degradation, you know, that happens with vitamin C when it hits oxygen.
Well, this is a huge, huge topic. And I'm so proud of you for, you know, really bringing this to the front lines and doing something about it rather than just saying, you know what I mean? Like being another brand that's just talking about it. This is a very important topic. And I, you know, that's explains a lot as to why it's been working for me continuously.
Yeah, totally.
I've tried,
honestly think our vitamin C is one of the best vitamin C products on the market. I really do.
I can definitely second that. It definitely is. And you know what? It's like, I always say this and people are like, well, you know, with skincare, you got to try it for like 30 days. And like, you know, I'm like, no, bro, you can tell in like 4 or 5 days if it's working.
Yeah,
like
you can tell. I think you can also.
You can. And
you might not get the product's full benefits in that time, but you can certainly see some change.
Exactly. And you can tell because, you know, the thing is like, that's why I started the vitamin C conversation with the idea of like, hey, I've been using it and I love it because my skin responded even after day one. I saw a difference. I was like, you know, me personally, we're all different, right? And all of our skin is very different in the way that we see changes. But for me, you know, for everyone listening, one of the first things I notice when a product is really good for skincare that's working for me is my pore size. I can tell by, you know, the smoothness of my skin, the pore size and how my makeup goes on, you know, is it rougher? Is the texture being normalized? And those are all the components that I saw a visible difference in even after one use of this product. So I know for a fact that your vitamin C, if not one of the best, is the best on this market because I've tried a lot of them. I mean, honestly, I've had brands on here and they're great brands. Don't get me wrong. You know, that are like really their ethos is all about stabilization or whatever it is around vitamin C. Vitamin C is the hallmark of the brand and that's great. It's a beautiful thing, but you don't have to look for that as a consumer. You just have to look for a brand that understands science and the things that Kimmy just said here, which is, you know, you don't want to expose your ingredients to air. This is not just vitamin C, by the way, this is for a lot of different,
other ingredients as well. 100%. And so if you look at our packaging, almost everything is in an airless pump. Some things aren't. Yeah. Our micellar cleanser isn't, right? It doesn't need to be. But almost everything else is in an airless pump.
Well, you know, I think a good way to like think about it, and even for consumers out there listening, a good way for you to think about like whether something needs to be protected, like in terms of we're talking ingredients here, is does it already have an intrinsic protection system around it? Like with micellar, you know, you see the entire formation of the shell, right? So that's something that we don't need to go out of our way to protect because that's a naturally occurring phenomena, you know, that's happening here. With molecules like ascorbic acid, vitamin C, things that have like hydroxyl rings on them or hydroxyl groups on like rings and stuff, those things can react with everything. And one of the biggest things they react with is oxygen.
Yeah, and light is the other thing.
Exactly, because they're radicals, oxygen radicals, photons have a charge on them. Yes, so those are the things that we need to really understand as consumers and stop shrugging away because it's science. You know, this is one of my biggest pet peeves. People are like, oh, that's too science heavy for me. You know, and I'm like, well, do you want good products or not? Because at this you know, at that point, you're just saying, here, take my money and throw it down a sink if you don't care about how ingredients work. So I think you guys are just, I mean, I just love, you know, I love Fig One. I think everything is just so sophisticated, you know, it really is. From a science,
it's as sophisticated as the user is, you know what I mean? The consumer in a lot of these cases knows, right? They're looking for something better and they're, you know, and they're finding, you know, they're finding us and they're starting to find us. And we're so excited about that. And, you know, one of the issues that, you know, that we have is with brands taking advantage of what they think consumers don't know, which is what we're talking about. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that that's, you know, that's just not how we operate. We operate like the consumer, just like you, knows the science and they will react to the product, you know, positively because they know we have their best interests and results in mind.
Exactly. No, I think that definitely shines through. And I think it's something that's very easy to figure out. Like I said, as soon as you open the box, as soon as you see the packaging, you know,
yeah. Actually, and also you're actually about to see some packaging design improvements that we're really excited about. So this summer you'll see new art on the packaging that I think even makes things clearer.
I love, you know, that
for the consumer. And so I'm very excited about it.
Well, I'm very excited. I really, really think it's a beautiful concept right now. So I'm excited to see what we can improve on because I see nothing wrong, you know, from my eyes as a consumer. So I'm excited to see the next steps of what you guys have in mind with that. Now, one of the questions I had, and this is something I really, really love, that you have a double step kind of thing with retinol going on in the line. And I really like that. I don't like brands that just sell one retinol product. I think it's very outdated at this point to do that. So I want you to speak to us about that because the retinol is also both of the products are phenomenal. For everyone listening, there's two strengths, you know, and I really, really think that that's important to have. And one of them is kind of like a long-term, long-acting version of retinol that's going to giving you results. So Kimmy, I want you to talk to us about that, those products and the whole journey behind creating those, because they're also
thank you so much. And also I'm going to let you and the Skin Anarchy users in on a little secret, which is there will actually be five steps. So a third step launches next week and two more steps will come over the course of the year. And at the full breadth of the retinol line, you'll actually have from 0.1%, 0.15% retinol actually is step one, all the way up to 1% retinol. And so we're very excited about this because we have, a lot of us had one of two situations happen. You go to your dermatologist, you tell them you're interested in retinol, or you tell them you're interested in anti-aging skincare, and they put you on retinol. And they say something like this: put a little bit of retinol into a bigger amount of whatever moisturizer you're using every other day for the next month. And then the month after, you can actually put a little bit more retinol in and a little less moisturizer. And they start telling you these like baking ingredients. And they're like, multiple steps to this retinization process that they're kind of walking you through. And that's really what they're doing. They're trying to make it so that you don't experience overnight, you know, from between today and tomorrow, when you try retinol for the first time, all of your skin peeling off and turning red. Now, is that reaction necessarily wrong? No, but it's just what they have available to them. And we thought, why don't you bake in that experience into the product. And so I can just pump it in my hand and put it on my face. And so our level one retinol is 0.15%. It's very tolerable because it's also embedded in a product that is extremely moisturizing. And so it's really helping protect your skin. There's 24-hour moisture in that product. And so it's helping protect your skin on top of leading it through and kicking off this retinization process. Now, if you're someone with very sensitive skin, you might not leave step one. You might stay on step one or two. But if you step up to step two, when you're ready, after basically one bottle of retinol one, most skin moods are ready to step up to skin to retinol 2, and that's 0.3%. So you go for, you double the retinol, and that has the long, the sort of slow release retinol that we're talking about earlier. And so it basically helps your retinol work harder for you over time. And then the next step that's launching next week is 0.6%. And what I love about these products is, number one, it takes all the guesswork and the sort of home baking, you know, process that you're doing in your bathroom out of the retinol and retinization process. But also there is a level for basically everyone. If you have been on retinol a long time and you've maybe even had a Tret prescription, you're going to be able to jump to a higher level of retinol to start. And if you are someone who's new, you start on level one. And I think that that is really differentiated from what's out there. And also a lot of retinol feels really grainy on your skin. And this has a really beautiful, cosmetically elegant formulation.
Yeah. No, I think that that's like, honestly, that's just embedded in the whole line. It just feels great. Every product is just, you know, it's luxury. It feels like a luxury product, every single one. And so, you know,
are you sure you don't know anything about marketing? You could do all of our marketing.
Oh my gosh. No, I feel like honesty is the best marketing. And I always say this on my podcast. I'm like, you know, I don't invite brands on here that I don't believe in. If I wouldn't put their products on my face, I wouldn't have them being recommended to any of my listeners. And, you know, so people always tell me like, why do you rave so much about every brand? Because I'm like, the people I have on are worth raving about.
Yeah, that's the products I like. Yeah. That's so funny that you say that. You know, there are, I think one of the things, like one of the stigmas around having a skincare line is that, you know, people are like, well, you only use your line then, right? Or I actually had one of my business partners say, oh, I'm sure you're not using, you know, the line because you're probably still using all the expensive skincare you were using before. And I'm like, no, I use all of our products, you know, different days for different things. Yeah. And where there's a gap in the offering and an ingredient that I know I need in my routine or I like to have in my routine, I use other products. And that comes with the territory of playing nice in the medicine cabinet, of being a brand that loves also other great brands. We don't think we're the only skincare company worth using. We think we're better than a lot of things in the market, but we also, because, you know, we put the work in, but I love other skincare lines. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see me tag other skincare lines often. I talk about my love of Environ constantly because I love they have a daytime vitamin A product called Sequence that I use, or the weaker version of that product is called AVST. And I love those products and I use them all the time. And whenever you see pictures of my skincare routine, it's never 100% Fig One. And actually at the top of my profile, I have my routine and you can see there are other skincare products there because I love skincare and I'm always testing and trying new things, learning all about new ingredients. And I really do, have my own favorites of things that I'll probably never stop using. And so I think that that's like really speaks to the kind of product line we are, which is we have a lot of respect for a lot of things in the market that we really love using on our own skin also.
Absolutely, Kimmy. And I think that's actually what you've said here is a huge component of this conversation around truly being an inclusive skincare brand. I think that really, really plays a big role. And, you know, I just love everything you said, because I'm not going to lie, you know, I think there's very few of us out there that use only one line. You know, there's very few consumers like that. And the thing is, you know, it's okay, but you have to, like, from a perspective of like, you know, which lines would I go to if I was looking for this step or this step? That's where the real conversation comes in, right? Because there's very few lines that I can say, okay, you know, I can approach them and no matter what I pick out from their range, depending on what I'm missing in my routine, it's going to be something I can rely on. You know, I can rely on it because the science is there, you know, the knowledge is there, the quality is there, the feel, texture, all that stuff. That's, I think, the true essence of creating a mastered line. You know, it's like you have to really, really consider that as a consumer. So if you're, you know, if you're somebody who has a great cleanser and you just need a really, really nice ceramide moisturizer, well, you can go to Fig One because every product they 100%. Have. You know, it's a great product. Every product is a great product. If you're looking for a vitamin C because your vitamin C stopped working, hey, Fig One. Why? Because they're known for creating good products. That's the bottom line here. You know, you don't have to use all of the 40 products that only Fig One makes. You can customize, you can play around. And the value of the brand is in the idea that that I know as a consumer that anything I buy from this company is going to be legit. It's going to be science-based. It's going to be something that's efficacious. I can rely on it. And I don't have to worry about disrupting the rest of my routine. Those are huge hallmark points to really consider as consumers, you know? And so I really applaud you for being very open and transparent about this aspect, because I think a lot of lines, they, you know, they love pretending like, well, we're the only ones that, you know, you should be using.
100%. And I'm like, why would you even pretend that? It's so silly. I also see that, and I find it frustrating. And, you know, I just think there's a lot out there. There's, you know, so many great products out in the market. We love to be included, you know, in the regimens that have them as well. And, you know, we hope that consumers want to try, you know, a couple of our products in their otherwise generally fantastic routines. You know, we see samples of these routines and, you know, most of our customers are women. All of our products are, you know, unisex, anybody can use them. And we see these elaborate routines, and we're just excited to get to make it onto the shelf, you know.
Absolutely. Well, you know, if it were up to me, you would be on every shelf. Now, front and center, I'm a huge fan of this line, you guys. Like, I really couldn't rave enough. I, you know, even the Micellar cleanser, like, you know, I just, even from something like a cleanser, and the reason I mention that is because I kid you not, Kimmy, when brands reach out to me, I literally tell them, don't send me the cleanser. Don't. And, you know, I didn't say that to you guys because I saw the product, and that cleanser is literally sitting on my bathroom vanity. It's the one I use every evening. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. There's very few companies where I've been able to say I'm obsessed with your cleanser. You know what I mean? Like, there's very few. And that to me is a huge testament for me personally as a consumer, because if I can like your cleanser and see something, that tells me there's a lot to explore in your line, you know. And that's what I'm really trying to convey here to everyone listening is, you know, it's not always about the research papers. You know, I'm a huge advocate for reading the research and the brands that are always throwing that in your face and saying, well, we did this many clinical trials. That's great. That's wonderful. But at this point, that should be a fundamental thing we all do, you know, as entrepreneurs who have skincare lines. You should be expecting that from every brand. I think the more important thing that we need to do now as consumers is say, okay, here we go. Here's a science-based brand. Now let me try it. Let me try the things that usually don't work for me and see if they work. And if they work, this is a good line. You know, that's really I like to push, and I really urge all of you listening out there. I can honestly put my guarantee behind it. If you go to, you know, go onto Fig One's website, check out the products that you're missing in your routine and try them. I promise you, you're not going to be disappointed. And that's, you know, if a line can do that, you guys, that's a huge feat. You know, that's a huge accomplishment. So, you know, Kimmy, hats off to you and all the co-founders of Fig One. You guys have done such a splendid job. I mean, I'm thoroughly impressed as a consumer, as a doctor, as a scientist, as anybody, you know, that looks at skincare. It's a beautiful line. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate that. Also, I feel like I have two things to tell you and your users that I didn't get to say yet. And so I want to make clear also something else fun about our lineup, which is all of the products, obviously minus the cleanser, all of the existing products that are on the line are actually made to be compounded together in your hand. So if you're a multi-step skincare user, which I feel like most of your listeners are, and you likely are, then you can actually shorten your routine by pumping into your hand any number of the serums. I do, you know, literally all of them at least once a day onto my skin. And so I can combine the glycolic glow and the vitamin C and the ceramide seal and put them all on my skin at once. At night, I often do all of the treatment products together. So all the serums and then lock it in with the retinol on top, but you can literally compound together any of our products and they won't be weird. They won't like pill up. And one of the things that I feel like happens when you're a big skincare user is when you layer on multiple things in your face, sometimes you get to a step that turns into little balls. Yeah. And it's so annoying. And it's generally the hyaluronic acid in whatever the product is that does that, because it like repels everything. And it's very interesting, you know, that we formulated this way. We did it on purpose because I love to home compound. And I thought this is a great way to save time in your routine and turn something that's maybe 6, 7, 8 steps into 2 steps.
Absolutely. No, I think that's a really, really great point, actually. And it really feeds back to that conversation we just had about, you know, if a line is good, it's good and it's going to work. And I think, you know, that really is a testament to how great your formulations are, because you're right. You know, most of us, like I do this every night too. I don't know why I didn't even bring it up, because I do that. Like if I am in a hurry, I'm going to pump one pump of everything I'm using into my hand, mash it all together and put it on my face. That's, you know, that's something I think a lot of us do and we don't really talk about, but you know, that's a luxury in itself to be able to do that with most. I mean, it really is, you know. I personally, like I don't know why we even like compromise with that component, you know, because there's a lot of consumers that I see them, you know, saying, well, don't make sure that you don't layer this on top of this. And I'm like, you know what? We don't need any of that anymore. Mm-hmm. We're too sophisticated at this point. Why are you still compromising with little things like that? Don't buy those lines, you guys, the ones that do that. Go for the ones that don't do that, because the technology is there. The science is there. So if a brand isn't doing what we just talked about here, what Kimmy is explaining here, where you can combine the products, then you're most likely investing in a line that hasn't put in all the money they need to put in on the technology side. So, you know, I'm saying, you know, that's something to really look out for. And I'm glad you brought that up. That's actually a huge, huge part, because I know when the 7-step routine, you remember when like the 7-step routine thing came out, it was like, and everyone was like, oh yeah, you know, you have to do this. It would be like cringeworthy for me to watch people being like, well, this is the first layer and this is the second layer. I'm like, honey, I don't have that much time.
I don't have time. Yes. And you know what? I used to spend a lot of time doing all of these steps in my skincare routine. And then I had twins, and now between my, you know, my little boys, they're 17 months old right now, and all of my work and this fantastic new company and all these things, and plus friends and family, et cetera, I don't have time to spend doing my skincare routine leisurely. I need to get all these products on my skin, working for me and out the door as fast as I can.
Exactly. And that's very important to, I think, all of us at this point too, because COVID was a thing for a while, but now we're all back to work. Mm-hmm. And most of us are rushing out the door with 2 minutes left to spare. So, you know, that's a very big thing. I think we all can relate to that on some level. And, you know, like I said, it's really about quality. You know, you guys, like I always tell people, if you want the best of the best, then you got to do your homework and you got to just, you know, spend some time figuring out what your skin needs. You know, I can't stress that enough. And yeah, I know you had mentioned earlier that you guys do consultations. So for everyone listening, if that, you know, go do that, you know, sit down with some of the specialists at Fig One and figure out what your skin needs and do yourself that favor. You know, in this day and age, I almost look at those kind of services as like a spa treatment at home in a way. You know what I mean? Like you're sitting there and you're trying to figure out, how can I make myself feel and look better? And to have that service available, that's huge. I love that you do that for your customers. So, you know, everyone listening, check out the brand, check out the services. Every product is phenomenal. I'm not joking when I say that. I'm going to tag everything in the concept art for this episode, but Kimmy, this has been such a delight to host you. You guys are really killing it. So, you know, truly hats off.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate all of your time. And also, the last thing I want to share is a discount code for your users. And so we need a discount code. It's Anarchy10. You can also put it in the show notes and so that it's up there. We're so excited to offer that to you and your users so that they can all try the products if they want. And one of the other easy ways to try the products is buying our starter kit. We have a $5 starter kit. And when you buy the starter kit, which has samples of not every single product, but it has a sample full day routine and a sample full night routine, you actually, when you receive it, get a discount on your next full size offer. And so you can, you know, if you're going to buy full size product now and are excited to try it, you can use code Anarchy10. And if you are interested in trying lots of our different products, you can do so for $5, which is literally just the cost of shipping that to you from us. And then you'll get a discount on your future full size order.
I love that. Thank you so much for offering that code to us. I mean, that's awesome. You guys definitely take advantage of that. Seriously, please take advantage of that. That's a huge, huge benefit, you know, for us, because the brands I invite on here, you know, you guys know that it's all quality. And, you know, I just want you to take this as some information that you don't have to look up. You know, that's my goal, really, with Skincare Anarchy is let me talk to the brand so that you can listen in and then you don't have to do the homework, because all the information is here. And I'm telling you, with this brand, like, you know, you're not going to go wrong. So definitely take advantage of that discount code. Thank you so much, Kimmy, for that. That's it's so nice of you, truly, so generous.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. I've so enjoyed this conversation, and let me know if there's anything else I can do for you.
Absolutely. Likewise. And everyone tuning in, make sure you leave your comments, your feedback, any questions you might have for Kimmy's team, leave them in the comment section, send us some mail. I know you guys love sending in audio messages through Anchor. Let us know what you think. And if you have any questions, I'll definitely pass them along, but stay tuned for just some amazing art around this episode. Thanks, guys.
Bye.